All right, good morning. Welcome to Family Life Church. Thanks, guys. Hey, God is on our side, amen. And so today is Shift Sunday. Again, Pastor Esther's downstairs teaching Shift Class 401. And Shift has been all updated. It's going really, really well. If you are in the class right now, Class 201 will be next Sunday downstairs. So just put that on your calendar. It's going to be great. You're in for a real treat from the Word of God today. As you've known, we've supported missions in India for many, many years through Living Word International and Kevin Castro. And Kevin is here from India this morning. Give him a good hand clap, all right? He's going to come in just a minute here. And Kevin's been in India now for 25 years. And he'll tell you how he came to be in India and how God put that in his heart. And for most of those 25 years, Family Life has supported what's happening there in India. For many years, he served under the director of a Bible school, of a Rhema school. The main Rhema is here in Tulsa, where I went to school, you went to school. I met Esther there. Jonathan went to school there. He met Jen there. She went to Oklahoma State, but they were both in Tulsa at the right time, at the right place, and God, you know, brought them together. And so many of us have gone to school there. But what's happening now that never happened, even when Kenneth Hagin Sr. was alive, was the explosion of our international campuses. We now have 265 schools in 51 countries and over 80,000 graduates, and that's in less than 50 years. And so whole denominations haven't done that, I mean, in 200 years, you know. And so it's amazing what God's done through our school and what's happening there. Well, for many years, Kevin served in a campus in Nagpur under the director there, but now God has moved him up. The Bible says if we'll humble ourselves, God will exalt us. And so Kevin now has got a school in the largest. How many people live in Mumbai? 22 million people. I think, isn't there a billion people just in the subcontinent of India, something like that? 1.3 billion. So that's basically 1/6 of the world's population, something like that, lives on the subcontinent. So, you know, that's a lot of people there. And yet less than 1% you should do this better than me. Less than 1% are Christians, professing Christians. Okay, so let's say 2%, 1% difference, 2%. Do you understand the need that is so huge there? And so we need churches, we need schools, we need literature and all their languages. And he'll tell you how many you're all a part of this. We've supported this for many, many years. And we've got translations of all kinds of faith-building materials and stuff and all kinds of languages in Braille. He'll tell you about this in Braille for the sightless. The school now is happening in Mumbai. It's going into its second or third, I think your third year now. You're getting ready to start. He's got a church going over there now, and you and I are a part of this. So you hear us talk about what's happening with missions in India, and if you're newer to Family Life, you might say, well, who is that guy and all that? So he's here today, so welcome him as he comes, please. My longtime friend, Kevin Castro. Okay, give him a good hand clap. Here you go.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Ray, Pastor Esther. Really appreciate, you know, the coming home to home. I was born and raised in Southern California, so this is my home, but I have a home away from home, and that is where the will of God is. And the Lord called me to another nation, a place where I was not born, speaking languages that I've not spoken. It's not Spanish, okay? But it's because of the grace of God. Paul said like this, I am what I am because of the grace of God. And so what you see is his grace. I'll just give you an update in regard to, well, Pastor Ray mentioned the literature. Now we have just published, just 4 or 5 months back, the Believer's Authority, the fourth revised edition of a wonderful book, The Believer's Authority, in the Hindi language, which is a national language of India. Then we also published in Nepali. We did 6 titles last year, and we're looking forward to do at least another 6. And we've got a goal. We've got, it's about 40-something different titles for Nepali that are already, we've got it mapped out. We're going to be printing them, putting in, publishing them, and making an impact in the nation of Nepal an impact in the nation of India. In regard to 3.5 million copies in 20, if you include English, it would be 28 different languages. We have permission to publish faith library books in English in India. I think we're the only ones that had that permission. Favor, favor, 2020, family life, fun 2020, the favor, year of favor. Hallelujah. So in regard to the church, we started the church, and that would have been 2016, September, I believe it was the 18th, the third Sunday in September. And it's been about 3.5 years now, trudging, sowing. Lord, you told us to do this, and now we're seeing multiplication. My wife just sent me a text this morning saying, Kevin, another couple has come into our fellowship and our church. And so we've got couples. Before, it was basically a student church. Now we have tithe-paying couples coming in. Hallelujah. That's good. Pastors will say, hallelujah. Okay. So we're running, this will be about 3.5 years for the church, Living Word Temple there in Mumbai, India. And people are being changed. People are getting saved and trained, discipled. That's part of the vision here. That's part of our vision. Now, regarding to the school, as Pastor Ray said, we're on the third year. We're beginning our third year. We've so far graduated 40 students. And that's a start. And I'm just excited because it's just going to multiply exponentially. And we're saying all this because Family Life Church has a part in it. You, as members of this church, you have a part in the food. And as I quoted last, the first service, Paul said like this, not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. And so as you partner with the God-ordained vision, you share in the reward. Rewards, you're in line. You qualify because you're partnering. It's covenant language, actually. And so praise God for all that is being done, and we give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we want to thank you. Please, I know that we're not the only missionaries. I encourage you, Family Life Church members, you pray for your missionaries. And as things are going, we're in the last of the last days, and we see like the virus going on in China and it's spreading into Korea and different nations. I'm flying through Korea on Korean Airlines, okay? I leave Wednesday night out of LAX and I go home. And so as I travel, no evil will befall me. No plague will come near me. No plague, no coronavirus. I'm going Wednesday night, LAX to Korea and Korea to Bombay. I'm looking forward to it. Mom and Dad aren't here, so I can be free with you and say, I want to leave. Oh, well, I just appreciate, this is family here, man. This is family where we just share our hearts and share things with you. That's why I came here. Pastor Ray said, Kevin, you don't really have to preach. You know, we're behind you. We'll support you. And I know that. But I want to share some things that have really transformed my life and caused me to live victorious over sin, victorious over many things where we deal with things in India that really, I don't think Californians have any idea what it's like. Now, you may have some idea with LA traffic, but just multiply that by about 3 times and then you'll see Mumbai traffic. Yeah. Well, there's grace to be in your place. And so some things that I want to share with you in regard to light that God is, you know, our God is light. That's his character and his nature. And when light shines in darkness, darkness flees from the presence of light. Darkness cannot rule over light, but rather light rules over darkness. And so if there's any areas of darkness in our lives, when the light shines, the darkness leaves. When the light shines, confusion leaves. When the light shines, sickness flees, because nothing can overpower the light that God is. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. These are truths that are transforming my life. I'm just living these truths. Now, I would like you to turn, please. This is in Psalms chapter 36 and verse 9. In Psalms 36, I said it slowly, verse 9, so you can get it. Here it says, 36, 9, "For with you is the fountain of life." Speaking of God. With God is the fountain of life. God is life. God is light. "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light." In your light, we see light. When God's light dawns on our spirit, man, then we see light. We see direction. We see the answer. We see provision. Provision to fulfill His vision. This is 2020. I know you all know that. I said y'all. I came from the South, okay? So they speak that way. Y'all doing all right? Yes. Okay, 2020, God's vision for this year, perfect vision. 2020 is, see, I have to have corrective lenses because I have astigmatism as far as on the natural side. And so I need to have correction lenses to correct the vision. But see, people who have 20/20 vision, they don't need corrective lenses. They don't need contact lenses because they have 2020 vision for this year, 2020. Let's have God's vision for our lives. Let's have God's vision for our families. Let's have God's vision for our finances. Let's have God's vision for our church. Ooh. All right. Thank you for that. It's good. You're helping me. I'm listening to y'all. You're very quiet. All right. "With you is a fountain of life. In your light we see light." Now I'm going to read one more. This is a book of Psalms. This is 18:28. 18:28. "For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." God lights our lamp. God lights my lamp. Why don't you say that? God lights my lamp. So what is the lamp? "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord." That's Proverbs 20:27. Proverbs 20:27. "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward depths of his heart." King James says, inner parts of the belly. Your spirit, man, is enlightened when God's light shines in your heart. See, God's light has shined in our hearts to give us, this is not in my notes, but I have one more here. This is in the book of Philippians. In the book of Philippians, okay, I didn't have it in my notes. "Shined in our hearts to give the light of the revelation of Jesus Christ." All right, I'll just quote it. Shining in our hearts. God's glory shines in our hearts. So the entrance of His word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. That is Proverbs chapter 119 and verse 130. Psalm 119 verse 130 says this. "The entrance of His word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." The entrance of God's word gives light. So as we meditate upon His word, light comes to our spirit man. As we meditate upon these words, these are precious words. I can't emphasize it enough. These words are precious. These words are so valuable. Take time. Take time to meditate on His Word. Now, I have personal goals, and it's good to have personal goals. I have natural goals as far as sit-ups and push-ups. My dad said, Kevin, if you don't do anything else to keep in shape, do push-ups and sit-ups. I do them daily, okay? I did 100 sit-ups this morning, okay? I do it daily. Now, I have a daily meditation on God's Word. People look at my Bible, they say, oh, that's an old Bible. It's not really old. It's about 5 years old. But I use it so much, I have to have it rebound now. And looking for a Bible cover, couldn't find it to fit this one, but I read His Word a lot. Let me just say this, practical application. If we would read the New Testament, 8 chapters a day, in 1 month, you will complete the entire New Testament. If you would read the New Testament, 8 chapters a day, in 1 month, you'll complete the entire New Testament. That's what my goal is. Now, I'm completing the New Testament probably every 5 weeks. And so my goal before Jesus comes, or when I live to be 110, I'll read through the New Testament 1,000 times. That's my goal. I'm already, 16% of my goal. I can make that goal. Yes. Amen. These are, if you break things up, spiritual discipline, if you break it up into smaller parts, you can accomplish your goals. That's what I'm doing. And what I'm doing, you can do it too. Praise His name forever. The entrance of God's Word gives light. Now, this is in Isaiah 58:8, and we're going to read New King James and then also the New Living Translation. Isaiah in the 58th chapter and verse number 8. Then shall your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then your light, let's look at can you bring it up there in the New Living, please? Then your salvation will come down like the dawn. Wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Your salvation will come like the dawn. Your wounds will quickly heal. Healing. Healing is part of our covenant. When the light of God's Word dawns on our spirit, healing comes. Your health will spring forth speedily. I'm going to speak in Hindi, okay? And you won't understand it. Por favor, escuche. Okay, I said it right in Spanish. I said, please listen. All right. The more that light comes, the more speedily healing will come. The more you meditate on these words are life. Proverbs 4 says, they are life to those who find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. This is healing word. This is God's medicine. So yes, we can, if the doctor prescribes medicine and you need to take it, please do take it. But I'm telling you, there's a physician that always gets results, and His name is Jesus, and He has given us His Word to meditate upon. And when we meditate on His Word, those words are, Jesus said, my words are spirit, and they are life. Life is imparted to our spirit man. See, healing is spiritual. It starts on the inside, and then it affects us on the outside. When we meditate on God's Word, then our soul prospers. Our mind is renewed. See, soul prosperity precedes physical health. Soul prosperity precedes financial blessing. When our soul is prospering with His Word, praise His name. Hallelujah. Malachi 4:2 says this, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in His wings. Healing is part of our covenant. So as we meditate on His Word, light comes. When we meditate on His Word, health comes because His words are spirit and they are life. So take time. This is what I want to say. Take time to meditate on His Word. One day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Do you know, for 110 years, that's my goal, my intended lifespan, 110, I'll get there, all right? The Japanese people, they get there. There's one that just died, what was it, just a few, last week, and he was 112. And there's a living Japanese lady, she's 117. So I suggest you read God's Word and eat Japanese food, all right? Okay, praise the Lord. As we meditate on His Word, see, God's Word is containers. These words will paint a picture on our spirit man as we meditate on them. So it's important that we take time to meditate on His Word. Then we can see what God's Word is speaking to us. If you can see what His Word says, then you can possess those promises. See, sight precedes possession. Your faith, you receive God's promises by faith. By faith you see. By faith you see it and then take it. It's mine. Hallelujah. So that's what I've been doing. I'm taking more time meditating on His Word. And that's very important. Light will come. Number two, I want to encourage you. There's prayers in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and in chapter 3. Okay, thank you. Pray the Word. Pray the Word. Ephesians chapter 1 and beginning of verse number 17. It says this, I pray the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that He would give you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The eyes of your heart. My footnote says the eyes of your hearts being enlightened. That you would know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of His power in us and for us who believe? Then in chapter 3, beginning in verse 14, I bow my knees to the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in your inner man, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, would be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length, depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you would be filled with all the fullness of God. So I want to encourage every one of you, my family life church people here, I want to encourage you. Pray these prayers for yourself every day. And the spirit of wisdom and revelation will begin to operate in your lives. The spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing will become manifest. It will be a reality, an experience, when you can see supernaturally. I'm telling you, the provision of God will not be a struggle for you. I'm seeing this. Pastor Ray, I can just say this. Thank you, Family Life Church, for all the years that you've been supporting all of your missionaries. I can say this because I've received more light in my life personally. I do not see a struggle, no more struggling financially for our ministry or for us personally. I don't see it. You talk about poverty, I'll slap you. Okay. don't tell me some poor boy, you know, I'm not poor. We're not poor. We're sons of the King. And I was just reading in Revelation this morning, the streets, Jerusalem, everything is gold, sapphire stones, emeralds. Hey, the gate is one huge, massive pearl. Think how much that costs. And our God's got it. And He's given it to us. The provision is ours. So meditate on His Word. Light will come. Revelation will come. The entrances of words gives light. Number two, take time to pray those prayers in Ephesians. Those prayers are inspired. The Apostle Paul prayed them by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. They're inspired prayers. And so when you pray what the Apostle Paul prayed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that caused Paul, inspired him to pray those prayers, will inspire you and work in your life. The same things in the spirit of seeing and knowing will work in your lives. I'm excited. Praise his name. And number three, Paul said like this in 1 Corinthians 14, 18. 1 Corinthians 14, 18. He said this, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. Now, if you read the Corinthian church, they had many gifts of the Holy Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Spirit, tongues and interpretation of tongues. They spoke in tongues a lot, but Paul spoke more than they did. He said, more than you all. I want to encourage you, family life, church members, take more time to pray in other tongues. Take more time to pray in other tongues. Well, I pray in English, and I pray a little bit. I pray before I go to work and before I have my coffee. I do pray. That's good. I do too. What I'm saying is, let's take more time. More time for the things that are very precious and valuable. And if you pray in other tongues, see, there's a direct correlation between praying much in other tongues and receiving much revelation. Much, Paul was, because there was a messenger of Satan, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him because of the abundance of the revelations that he had. How did Paul get so many revelations? He spent much time praying in other tongues. Praying in other tongues is a doorway to the supernatural. You want to live a mundane life? Don't pray in tongues. You want to live a supernatural life? Pray in tongues. Take more time. You can pray. I would encourage you. I do pray in tongues when I drive on the highways in Bombay. You need to pray in tongues to stay in the spirit, and you're not... Okay, I won't say that. Cussing out the people who cut you off. That happens so much. It helps in LA too. You stay in the spirit. You walk in the spirit. Praying in tongues will help you sensitize your spirit, man. And when you pray more in other tongues, light and revelation will come. Direction will come. For this year, 2020, expect more light, more revelation, more favor. See, as you're praying out God's plan, he will open doors that no man can shut. Doors of opportunity, doors of utterance, doors to speak the word of God, doors of favor in this year, 2020. You expect it. Three things. Can you tell me? Meditate on God's word. Pray the word. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Now, we'll give you an opportunity. If you've not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, he's available now. He's available for the receiving, and you'll receive today. I trust that this message has spoken to you. Let's pray. Let's take some time to pray.
Thank you so much for listening in to hear the word of God today. At Family Life Church, our purpose is to help you grow into full maturity in Christ. You can join us on Sundays at the Covina Center for the Performing Arts at 9:30 and 11 a.m. Or if you are interested in joining one of our life groups, you can do so by clicking Next Step at the top of your screen. And now you will be led in a simple prayer.
Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your promises. We thank you for your word. Your word has spoken to us, Lord. Your spirit is speaking to our hearts, what we can do, what we should do. This year, 2020, that which you have foreordained for us to fulfill will come to pass in our lives. That, Lord, we will fulfill your purpose for which we are here on the earth. And so, dear Father, I want to thank you speak to the hearts of every person right now that what they need to do, your word is not just to hear it, but it's to apply it. What they need to do in their daily lives, in their work schedules, in their business, in their wherever they are, I pray they would apply your word, putting it first in their lives, taking time to pray your word, and also, dear Father, to pray more in other tongues. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering my prayer in the name of Jesus. Keep your eyes closed for just a minute, please. I want to give an opportunity that if you are here, you're a visitor in this church, first time, maybe second time, but you're not born again. In other words, if you were to pass on from this life, you don't know if you go to heaven or hell. You don't know. But you can know today without any doubt that heaven is your home by accepting Jesus personally. He's a personal God, and he loves you, and he paid a tremendous price. He died for you. If that is you, you're here in this service, you don't know Jesus personally, or you're not sure, would you please raise your hand? I'm just going to pray for you, not embarrass you, pray for you. Okay. If you're here and you know Jesus, you know you're born again, but you're not walking with him, you're not in fellowship with the Lord, and you need to come back home. I say today is the day to come home. If that's you, would you kindly lift up your hand? We're just going to pray for you. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Okay. Wonderful. Right? Okay. You're born again. You're walking in fellowship with the Lord. But you've never been filled with the precious Holy Spirit. As we mentioned, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Today is a day for you to receive that precious gift and be empowered. Have power from on high to be a witness of Jesus. If that is you, would you lift up your hand? We want to pray for you. Anyone here? Okay, I see that. Anyone else? All right, fine. You can put your hand down. I just request you at the end of the service, you who have lifted your hands, I see who you are. If you would, after the end of the service, come up to the front, and we're going to take time to pray with you individually and in depth. And that which you want to receive, you will receive today. Amen. Thank you. You may open your eyes. Pastor Ray will come. And thank you once again for the opportunity to share with you. Pastor Ray.
All right. Hey, give Kevin a great hand clap.